And now for something that is made offshore, hurricanes. Of course, this is hurricane season, so we watch them, track them, worry about them. But here's something that we haven't done just yet. Weigh them. Here with his scale is NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich.
I know this is an odd question, so I wanted to ask the right guy.
I'm a senior scientist at National Center for Atmospheric Research. I've been here almost 35 years, and my field has to do with clouds.
So as a distinguished cloud scientist, I wondered if Andy Hamesfield could tell me how much does a hurricane weigh? Meaning, if you could freeze a hurricane just for an instant, how many pounds of water does a classic hurricane carry in the air?
It's very, very big.
Well, that I figured. But Andy said you're going to be so surprised how much water is up there. Maybe we should do this in smaller steps. Let's start, he said, with
a little cloud.
Okay. How much water is in a little white, you know, puffy cloud? And he said,
to put those numbers into perspective, what I did was I went through modeling calculations.
And rather than use pounds, Andy says he prefers to measure clouds using units of water that are elephant-sized. I said, why elephants?
Because it's something that one can immediately imagine. And you know also elephants suck up a lot of water and store that. And so just think of them as a big water balloon.
Okay.
And now I'm going to put everything in elephant units.
Okay, so you tell me, please, if an elephant weighs roughly 4 tons, how many elephant weights of water are there in a little cloud?
100 elephants.
100 elephants? In a baby cloud? You sure?
A very small, little puffy cloud.
Because a little cloud doesn't look big enough to carry that kind of weight.
Well, I think the dimensions are somewhat deceiving.
Clouds, he says, look small when you're down on the ground, but very often they are much bigger than you think.
Yeah, the dimensions are very large. And this is just a small, little puffy cumulus cloud.
Yeah. Well, let's do it bigger. Let's step it up. Let's make it a storm cloud.
Well, how about a cumulonimbus?
A cumulonimbus cloud is so heavy with water that just the uptake of vapor,
the updrafts entering into that cloud, would be equivalent to 500 elephants a second.
So the cloud is absorbing 500 yeah. elephants a second of water.
That's right.
And we have to think of clouds as dynamic. They pull things in and they shed things out all the time.
That's right.
So then how many elephant units of water are there in a regular storm cloud?
We are talking a huge number.
What is it?
Something like 15 million elephants in the air in condensed form.
Jeez.
It's very, very big.
Okay, so now we're ready for hurricanes. I guess they're completely off the charts.
The scale is just unimaginable. How big these storms are.
Okay, so did you choose a particular hurricane?
I took a large hurricane, Hurricane Rita. That was 2005.
In Houston, and the number you got?
Okay, about 100 million.
So Hurricane Rita carried 100 million elephants worth of water. That's the weight, just floating in the sky.
In the air.
Yeah,
worth
of water.
At a given time. Yep. That's right.
So the lesson here is what a hurricane really does is it lifts enormous amounts of water from one part of the earth to another.
It is doing very heavy lifting.
And if anything, we have understated the grandeur of all this, because had we used the usual animal metaphor for rain, you know the one?
Yes, raining cats and dogs.
In cat and dog units, the hurricane would carry,
Let's see, 20 billion cats and 20 billion dogs. That's a lot of them.
That's a lot of hurricanes.
More cats and more dogs than there are on the planet.
Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
Okay, so you may be wondering, if a little cloud weighs tens of thousands of pounds, how does it manage to stay afloat? Well, Robert Krulwich has that answer for you in a cartoon at npr.org/science.